Hello and welcome to Next Level Ops, a podcast that explores tools, tips, and techniques for hosting and managing websites, presented by Plesk. Today, our guest is Igor Antipkin, and we are talking about security. Now, I thought this topic was interesting because I figured we would talk about just firewalls and making sure your plugins are up to date. But Igor really gets high level here and talks about the actions that you should take on any project to make sure you're doing things in a secure fashion from the top down instead of just patching up holes, which I really like. So I think you'll get a lot out of this. But before we get started, a quick reminder, subscribe to this podcast to get the latest episodes as soon as they come out. You can do that wherever you're listening to this podcast right now. Okay, so let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Next Level Ops, presented by Plesk. Today, we are going to be talking about some tips to keep your server secure. And for that topic, we have our special guest, Igor Antipkin. He is a security engineer over at Plesk. Igor, how are you today?
Fine, Joe. Pretty good. And how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much. So the weather is starting to get nice here, finally, in the United States. But I'm excited to talk about this today because security is, as a web developer, something that is always top of mind for me, but I'm not always sure of the best things to do, aside from kind of push some buttons in my managed hosting environment and maybe install a WordPress plugin. So I'm excited to talk about this with you. Maybe first you could tell us a little bit about your background. So kind of who you are, what you do over at Plesk, and then we can get into some common security issues that people see and how to fix them.
I'm working in Plesk since 2012. First, I started with a quality assurance engineer and then shifted to security team. So for the past 4 years, I am working as a security engineer.
Great, great. And so you were in QA first. Was that testing? That was essentially like testing new features before Plesk rolled them out to the general population? Or was that more like customer service sort of thing?
It included also testing with Plesk features and release it to the product for the customers. Also, we have much work about the response for the customers' questions and so on. Also, it was a kind of development of the automation product for testing for the product. So it was some kind of complex role for the company.
Gotcha. Yeah, sounds like a little bit of everything there, which means that as you move to the security team, you are probably pretty well familiar with some of the products that we're rolling out for Plesk, but also some of the common problems that the end user was seeing. Is that right?
Yes, of course.
Cool. So what do you do as a security engineer at Plesk?
Well, it's rather difficult question, maybe. First of all, the main goal is to make Plesk product more secure. So all the activities are aimed for this goal. So in general, it sounds like about security in Plesk.
Gotcha. And so that's kind of a multifaceted thing when we talk about it. With regards to Plesk, right? Because if I'm just Joe software developer, yes, my job is to make sure that there are no security vulnerabilities in my software. But for something like Plesk, yeah, you're making software, but you're also putting it on other people's hardware. So how much of your job is split between making sure the Plesk product itself is secure with no vulnerabilities, and how much of it is making sure that maybe your customers, your hosting providers are offering a secure, have a secure offering for their clients. Does that make sense?
Yes, but I cannot separate maybe in a percentage this question. I mean, we focus it on the security on in the of the product, and we are also interested in response from our customers, hosting providers, about the how can we advise our customers or the customers of our customers here to make their product, their websites they host on the Plesk more secure. So, if the original question is about the percentage, then I cannot provide you the percentage here. So some kind of...
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I think that makes sense, right? Because you are making a secure product, then you said you're interested in the response from your customers about how to secure things for their customers. So why don't we kind of dive into that topic? In a previous episode, we did talk about specifically the WordPress product and some security issues surrounding that, you know, kind of like non-updated plugins. But we also talked about the metaphor of securing your WordPress installation, but not securing your server, right? So it's like locking all of the bedroom doors in your house, but still leaving the front door wide open. So this long kind of metaphor is to hopefully segue into what are some of the common security problems that you see from the end user. I have a website. What are some of the security problems that I might encounter?
First of all, I would like to know that the topic is not an easy question. For me, tips, it's some kind of tricks or easy steps that you can do to increase server security. Yeah. But unfortunately, it doesn't work so. I mean, it is highly dependent on what your server works for, made for, and what do you have on your server. And security is a process. It is an approach that should be taken into account when you work on a project. So I would better say that we will talk about some general recommendations and approaches that will help you to become more secure.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic point to make. Right, there's not. I can't just enable a security plugin or press the secure my website button in my hosting provider and then assume my site's going to be secure, right? So what are some general recommendations, or as somebody who works with other people making websites, what are some of the things or processes I can help put in place for them to make sure they have a secure website?
The first thing I would like to note is threat modeling. I mean, it doesn't matter. We are talking about a single server or a complex project. The first thing you should do is to realize your security risks. You should identify possible risks that you can face and consider them on a design phase. In the world of complex project and continuous development, all these things like threat modeling or risk assessment, secure development lifecycle, and so on, they can be not so easy. But if we are talking about a single server, then don't be afraid. Yeah, it becomes much easier. So at this step, I would like you to think a little bit more. All you need on a project design phase is to start thinking about security. And if you have a single server, then just ask yourself first what kind of security threats and risks you might have. List it, write it down, all things you can imagine on the paper or in the notepad. If you do so, then you are already on the right way to achieve the goal, to make your server secure. So then think of ways you are going to fight against them and consider it on the phase of realization. And just don't think too much, otherwise you have a risk to become a security engineer. And what will it give you to you? First of all, it will significantly reduce the likelihood of security breaches that can occur. Also, it will help you to avoid additional resources for reworking the project in case of any problems in future. For a complex project, you should consider risks for the whole project. You're going deeper and deeper into each part. And so in this case, the server can be only a part of a project, yeah? And the risks in this case are highly dependent on what your server is made for. For example, maybe it's needed to be highly reliable and available 24 hours a day. Then you just need to think of a DOS protection, yeah? Or maybe you have several accounts in your web application and you do not control password strengths for these accounts. Then you might have to think of an account brute force protection, yeah, as an example. So the threat modeling is a very important thing to do. Howard and Liebner, in their book The Security Development Lifecycle, they noted that if we could do the only one thing to improve software security, we would do threat modeling. So I would strongly suggest to start with that on a project design phase.
Gotcha. I think that is I think that's a really good point. So threat modeling, basically looking at your project as a whole in the design phase to identify potential security risks. And this will be different from project to project, right? If you have people logging in, part of your threat model should be making sure the passwords are hashed properly, right? And they're not just like stored as plain text. Maybe it's two-factor authentication in case, passwords are compromised or guessable. How much of that actually is educating the user, right? Because I know probably, I think it's at least common in computer science, it's probably even more common in security especially, but the biggest security threat is the end user, right? Because it's maybe a lack of knowledge or a lack of understanding. You know, my friend's password was her first name twice until I told her that's a terrible password and she changed it. So how much of user education goes into threat modeling, if any?
User education itself, it is not going to make your server secure. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
It's really a problem for nowadays that the end users they are not so care about security. Yes, and from the security side, from security team, yeah, we make attempts to teach or to talk with our customers on how you can make it or how you can increase security in the project. So the threat modeling is about the project. Then you should include this step into the development phase into the design phase of your realization.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And so I know that there's not, you know, like you said, there's not like a blueprint or like do these three things to make your server or your project more secure. But as we think about, what you're doing for Plesk in the software, or what your end users are seeing, the things that you hear from them, what are some of the more common responses you get from customers about security? Is there like a couple of things that they find are common across a bunch of their own servers or across their own customer accounts and things like that?
Well, we receive many responses from our customers, and it even appears that they report some kind of vulnerabilities in Plesk. So also we had some incidents in the past about the hacked servers. So we also investigated for the to find out, was it a problem in the Plesk software or was it a problem in their website, for example? Yeah. Hopefully, there are not so much incidents. So, and most of the problem is web applications. And so the most common problem of security is the outdated software on the server. So the next tip I would like to say, it's to keep your software up to date. If we are talking about a single server, then make sure it has all the latest updates installed. Yeah, and you can also configure automatic updates for the server. And if it's about some web application with different dependencies, then you should also keep it up to date. It will save you from attacks aimed to exploiting first day vulnerabilities in the software. And in most cases for the attackers, it is very easy to detect your software, and then they just need to find known vulnerabilities and try to exploit them. So, and most of the modern web applications, they have an embedded mechanism for after updating. Just use it. So, the main idea of this is to keep all your components up to date. Regular update on for only system packages, it's not enough. So, keep all your software updated.
Again, I think that's a really great tip, right? Because you're right. Outdated software is a common, I hope I'm using this term right. I've heard my friend use it, a common attack vector for people, right? Where they will look for exploits. It's almost like if we're looking at the house analogy again, it's almost like if you have a wooden door to your house and you kind of just let it decay and you never replace it, it's going to be easier for people to get into your house, because now your door has like a giant hole in it because you haven't repaired it or whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. Awesome. So make sure your software is up to date. And as far as you help kind of investigate hacked servers, you patch up vulnerabilities in Plesk. If we're looking at a stack, like a website stack, there's something at each level, right, where a user can secure their website, right? So again, if it's WordPress, making sure it's up to date, making sure that they do some of the common WordPress security practices, like not having admin as a username or making sure the passwords are not guessable. But if we go one level above that, there's like things like firewalls and stuff like that, right? What are some things that a user can implement just as the bare minimum to make sure that their websites and their servers are secure?
In this case, I would suggest to use the principle of the least privileges. So when you design your system, it's important to use principle of least privileges. It's obviously you should not use root user to run web application scripts, yeah? Or if you are running some kind of web application on the server, then you most likely should not create a user for that with a shell access. Maybe you also have different application users, then you might have different roles for these users. You should define which role is applicable for a particular user or not. Or maybe you should think of open only necessary ports and network interfaces on the server. I mean, if you have a database on the server and it is only needed to be accessed from the internal network, then there is no need to expose it to the external. You can apply corresponding firewall rules, or you can limit access to the specific IP range, and so on. All of this should be taken into account, and when you use the principle of least privileges, then it becomes much easier. Just ask yourself every time, do you really need this to be or not? It can bring some additional efforts to you and make your system a bit complex, but security is always an opposite side of usability.
Yeah, I think that's really good. And like you said, yeah, it's a little bit of a pain, but it will keep you most secure. And again, if we said before that often the weakest link in the security chain is the person, then you want to limit the amount of damage any individual can do to a website or a server, right? Yeah. So so just to recap that, principle of least privileges, don't use root. Limit the roles based on the person, only give them access to the things they need access to, only open necessary ports for things to work. If you don't need, if the server doesn't need to be externally accessed, right, then that's probably a big help.
Yeah, it's, well, as already said, it's highly dependent on what you have on the server. So, yeah.
Right, right.
So I would say it's just use this principle when you design the project. So it will help you significantly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Right. The thing I just said, if my server wasn't externally accessible, then that's pretty useless because I have a website that needs to be accessed by the world. So the principle of least privileges is something that you should think about as you're creating your software, setting up your system. Fantastic. So kind of as we wrap up here, I'm curious about the things that a hosting provider or a user can do inside Plesk as far as security goes. Are there specific security features that you're particularly excited about in Plesk to help end users, maybe like a firewall feature or a backup feature or anything that can kind of help with security that you'd want to highlight?
WordPress Toolkit, we have, it has ability to secure your WordPress instance, and also we have an advisor extension. It will also show you some kind of score for your server. And also firewall extension is also available for the Plesk. So there are features in Plesk that can help you to achieve this.
Awesome. And I know I've mentioned it twice already, but just in case for completeness, what is a firewall exactly?
In context of Plesk, I mean, or your server, I mean?
Just in general, like if we're defining what a firewall is to somebody. So a server in general.
Firewall makes you to manage your connections also and ports. So it allows you to control the network configuration. So it will help you on the network level to increase your security.
Gotcha. So it's almost like, I like to think of it as like a bouncer in a club, right?
Yep.
The firewall will allow people who are allowed in the club in, but will prevent people who are not allowed, they'll have to stay outside, right?
Some kind of yes, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Great. Well, that's everything that I kind of had on my list. I think just to recap, the most important things that somebody can do to keep their server secure are threat modeling is really important right at the design phase because it lets you think of everything, all the important places where you need to secure. Make sure your outdated software is up to date. That sounds like a very important one. Educate users and then practice the principle of least privileges. That's another way that you can make sure that your server is or that your software is only being accessed by users who absolutely need to access certain features or areas, right? Yep.
Awesome. One more thing I would like to, it's very close to the keep your server up to date point, but I want to separate it. I would say it's, I would call it be informed about the software you use. Receive notification from software vendors. It isn't common practice in nowadays for software distributors to notify users of security fixes and releases. Especially in an open source world, it can be mail notifications or maybe RSS feeds or other methods. In Plesk, we receive lots of notifications from software vendors for third-party packages or components used in Plesk, and we investigate every case. So if you were properly notified, and handle the notification, then you can make a decision if your system if your systems are affected or not. It is also important to be up to date with community around the software you use. So, as you can see, the point is very close to the to be up to date. But there are situations when vendors do not consider security issue as an issue in their software, and they recommend to protect you from breaches on other levels, like network level, when you can use firewall rules or some kind of this, for example. Yeah. So in this situation, you can be potentially vulnerable if you only install the latest updates for your software. But if you were notified of all these threats on time, then you can react correspondingly.
Wow. Yeah, I think that that's a fantastic point. Be informed about the software you use. Have notifications turned on. I know that in certain industries, right, like the financial, at least in the United States, the financial sector has the ISEC group, FSISEC. There's RENISEC, which is for higher education and things like that. But being involved in the community for the software you use to stay informed about those security and vulnerabilities is really important. I think one at the time of this recording that was fairly recent was the Let's Encrypt vulnerability for certain certificates. I luckily heard about that because I follow security people on Twitter, but the hosting company that I use did not inform me about it. And I actually had to reach out and ask and say, is this going to affect me? What are you doing to mitigate this? I've got a bunch of sites with you. Am I going to have to spin up my own servers, my own new certificates? So luckily I was informed and it didn't have to affect my clients and my hosting company was on top of it. It would have been nice if they told me though.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Igor, I appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for your fantastic advice. I know I learned a lot. I had never heard the term threat modeling today. So I really appreciate that. And I know our listeners did too. So thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Also, yeah.
Thanks so much to Igor for joining us today. We talked at a pretty high level. Because we got into some specifics, but the idea of threat modeling and user education, and then the principle of the least privileges, I think are all important concepts to know as you approach any project. So you don't just say like, oh, I got my firewall installed, great, I'm secure. No, you look at each project individually to make sure you're doing the right thing. So thank you again to Igor for sharing his expertise with us. For all of the show notes, head over to plesk.com/podcast. If you like this episode, please consider subscribing and giving us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It helps people discover the show. Thanks so much for listening to Next Level Ops. Until next time, remember to take it to the next level.